Captain Miracle. A space cruiser from Mars, slicing through the void at 30 times the speed of sound. Taking on his mighty adventures in outer space, the test pilot, whose courage brands on the imagination of an awe-stricken world the name Captain Miracle. Captain Miracle. We take you to the wastes of the Central Australian desert, where a lone jeep drones over the sands beneath the stars of early evening.
Well, had enough, Paul?
No.
You're a funny boy. That fool Geiger counter and your ideas of uranium prospecting.
It's not a fool Geiger counter, Captain Knight. It cost my uncle £75.
Fancy giving a 16-year-old kid an expensive toy like that. Well, I think we'd better head back for Woomera.
Captain, can you see a green light over there?
Oh, to the north?
Hmm.
Yes, I can. There's something eerie about it.
Perhaps it's one of our rockets from the station crashed out of control.
It wouldn't be making a glow like that.
Look, it's getting brighter.
No, that's because we're nearer. It's coming from behind that sandhill. We'll leave the jeep here and go on foot.
Gosh, look at it now.
All right, hop out. We'll walk the rest of the way.
Look at the glow. It's filling the whole sky now.
We'll soon know what it is. Just over this rise and... Great heaven!
Look, a great silver thing... Like a giant torpedo.
It must be more than half a mile long.
Captain, what is it?
I don't know, Paul, but I don't like it.
Is that a meteor that's hit the Earth?
No, it isn't a meteor. Not even a meteorite.
No. No, it's man-made.
Man didn't make that.
It's tremendous.
If it were 1/30th the size and I saw it at Woomera, I'd say it was a rocket ship.
You mean...
A ship that uses some means of propulsion we haven't yet dreamed of. Paul, it's happened.
What has? Captain, what is it?
For 100 years now, man has dreamed of conquering space and visiting other planets or the stars.
But you said it wasn't man-made.
It isn't. Some other race, some other type of being has beaten us to it. We're looking at the first spaceship to reach Earth.
Perhaps we'd better go back to Woomera and tell them there. But they'll know what to do.
Not on your life. You made me come up here. Now we're going to find out what it's about.
But they might have ray guns or something. They might be monsters. I remember reading in Astounding Stories about some jelly monsters that came all the way from Alpha Centauri.
Then come along, my brave science fiction warrior. Come and meet your monsters. Let's go knock on their door.
Look, Captain, it seems to be surrounded by mist... And there doesn't seem to be any door. Perhaps there is.
See that joint in the metal skin? It's where you'd expect a door, right up near the nose.
It doesn't look like a door to me.
Not the sort of door we'd build, perhaps. If I could find the lock of the catch... Feels cold, this metal. Although it glows slightly.
I think I'll go back and wait at the jeep.
It's cold, but it's...
Look out, it's opening.
Hang on to yourself, Paul. That's what we wanted to do, isn't it? Look, there's a room. And it's illuminated. Although I can't see any light bulbs or tubes.
You're not going in.
Oh, yes, I am. Now look out, I'm climbing up. Are you coming or going back to the jeep?
It's sort of dark out here. I think I'll come.
Then give us your hand. You're right?
Yes, thanks.
Well, now, let's see where our visitors are. They're probably...
The door, Captain! We're locked in!
It's probably an automatic control like an ordinary office lift. Now, look, there's a door over there.
Those levers and dials.
Yes, but look at the markings on the dials. They're nothing that means anything to an Earthman.
You reckon this might be the control room?
Looks like it.
Captain, we're locked in. Help! Get us out of here!
Do not be afraid.
Who said that? Who was that?
I am Cleon of Mars.
Mars?
What are you? Where are you?
I wish you no harm, Earthman. No, you cannot see me. Soon you shall know why. Nor are you hearing my actual voice. It would mean nothing to you.
Captain, what does he mean?
His voice, it's more like a voice in my brain, a thought rather than a spoken word.
That is right. I am communicating with you by telepathy. None of my race on Mars resorts to so barbaric a means of communication as actual speech. You understand?
I do. I once read a story...
Paul, not now. Why have you come to Earth? You don't belong here.
I come to save the Earth from disaster. I have been fatally injured trying to land on your planet. I shall soon die.
What about your crew?
I am the crew, the only member. My race is old and nearly extinct. It is dying like my planet. And now I am dying. But before I go, I must pass on my message.
Is that why you came across the void? To give us a message?
A warning. There is a terrible danger that menaces not just my own Mars, but your young, virile Earth. Something has come from outer space. Something that means death to us all. The Star Beast.
The Star Beast?
Already it has landed on Mars. Earth is our only hope for survival. We need your aid. That's why I'm here.
But what can Earth do that you can't do for yourselves? Your race built this spaceship. Your science must be far ahead of ours.
We are few, and we are not warlike. 10 million years have passed since there was last a war on Mars.
10 million?
Perhaps we have become over-civilized. The mere thought of violence terrifies us. But you are just emerging, forgive me, from savagery. You are not afraid to fight.
This is incredible.
Time is short, and my time is brief. It is many weeks since I left Mars. But the beast has not attacked yet.
How do you know?
This space cruiser is fitted with an alarm which will sound the moment it is activated by a radio beam from Mars. The alarm has not sounded.
The Star Beast? What is it?
I must rest. I grow tired. My strength. You, Earthman.
He means you, Captain.
I must pass on to you some of our accumulated knowledge, prepared on tape by our scientists for such a day as this.
Tape? You mean a tape recorder?
Except that this tape will imprint memories and knowledge on your brain electronically. Memory patterns of our race that will make you more knowledgeable. Greater than any other Earthman. You will lose your own identity. You will become Captain Miracle.
Captain Miracle?
But Cleon...
There is a helmet attached with cables to the memory tape panel, Captain Miracle. Pick it up.
Wait, here, Captain.
That's right. Now place it on your head. Quickly. Unconsciousness is sweeping over me. I must. The darkness. Now, turn the lever on the left. That's right.
Cleon, the pain! It's too much!
Captain, what's the matter?
I can't absorb it.
Cleon! He's unconscious. What have you done to him? What'll I do? Cleon! The alarm! That means the Star Beast is attacking. Captain Miracle, wake up! Wake up!
Captain Miracle lies unconscious under the impact of the Martian's memory tapes. Cleon of Mars, is he only unconscious, or is he already dead? And a frightened Paul alone hears the dread warning bells, telling him that the unknown Star Beast, the thing from outer space, has launched its attack against two worlds. Don't miss the next exciting episode of Captain Miracle. Captain Miracle, produced in the studios of Hector Crawford Productions by Dorothy Crawford.